This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. So tonight we have the Zuchos 2 complete, Parak Beis, and begin Parak Gimel. Okay, Parak says the Mishnah, the Chulam and all of them, what does it mean all of them? All of who? The Chacham, who does not allow a woman to be matir her neder, and therefore her husband is going to divorce her. The hamivi get, or someone who brings a get. Or, Rashi says, the hameyed b'isha lahasiya, or someone who testifies about a woman that she could get married because her husband died. In all these cases that we say, you cannot marry her. In all these cases we say, you cannot marry her. Now, two of these cases are gittin related. In other words, let's say you told a woman you got to divorce your husband because your neder cannot be matered, or if you bring a get. So, or one of the cases is death related because you testified that her husband died. Umesu, so v'kulam shahayu lohem nashim. All these people, if these chachamim, if these people were married, in other words, if the chacham who did not want to marry, did not want to matter her neder, and therefore she got divorced from her husband, if he was married before, or if the one who brought a get was married, or if somebody testified about a woman that her husband died, and this guy was married, so even though typically you couldn't marry these women, but if you were married and your wife died, mutar sinasam, you could marry them. Why? But maybe you were pulling a trick. Maybe maybe the reason you wanted this woman to get divorced or to leave her husband because you wanted to marry her. But since you were married at the time, therefore we have nothing to be suspicious of, because even though in the times of the Mishnah you were allowed to marry two wives, nevertheless it was not a common thing to do, and therefore we're not really suspicious that you had an ulterior motive, because why would you, you did not think you were going to end up marrying this woman since you were married at the time. Now, v'chulan shenisu la'achirim, all of these women who get divorced from their husband because of the chacham or because of the mevi get, or if their husband died because of the one who testified that their husband died, all of these women, if in the interim they marry someone else, v'chulan shenisu la'achirim, if they married someone else, v'nizgarshu, and they got divorced from that someone else, oishenes almanu, or they were widowed from that someone else, mutar sinasi lahem, they could marry the chacham, or the meyid, or the mevi get, who helped them be free from the first husband, because we're not suspicious that the person who made them free from the first husband had an ulterior motive to marry them, because he didn't marry them, and in the interim, they married someone else, and therefore, if the person who they married died or divorced them, so then they could go back and marry the first husband. Okay. Let me see how to do this. Okay. The Gemara continues. V'kulan mutaris levneim oilachem. In all of these cases, if let's say all of these women who are leaving their husband, either because, let's say, the chacham did not want to be matir her neder, or someone who brings a get, or someone who testifies that her husband died, this woman could go ahead and marry the son or the brother of the person who matters them to remarry. But all of these women could marry the son or the brother of the woman who matter them to marry. Okay. Now, says the Holy Gemara, Meisu in Isgarshulai. The Mishnah implies that all these people, if they were married and their wife dies, so then they could marry the person they were suspect of helping to be freed from their husband. But that's only if their wife dies. But what if they divorce their wife? Then there's something rotten in Denmark. There's something fishy over here. Maybe they allowed the first woman to be freed from her husband in order to marry her, and that's why they divorced their wife in the interim. That's what the Mishnah's mashma. Mesu in nesgar shalai. If their wife dies, but not if their wife gets divorced. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, afilu nesgarshu, even if they were divorced. We learned in a brisa that even if you divorced your wife, you could still marry the woman who you were suspect of freeing. Says Gemara, loy kasha, hada have a katata, hada loy have a katata. It depends why you divorced your wife. If you were quarreling anyway before, so then you divorced your wife because you couldn't get along with her. So if that's why you divorced your wife, we're not going to be suspicious that you freed the first woman to marry her, because it's not like you pulled a scheme to divorce your wife. You were fighting with her throughout. And hadolai have a katata. But if you were not fighting with her, and all of a sudden the next thing we know is you helped a woman get free from her husband and you divorced your wife, and it was sort of unexpected, so then we are suspicious. So that's when there's gerushin, when the brisa said afilu nisgarshu, that's when they weren't fighting. When the Mishnah says nisgarshu loy, that's when they were fighting. Both the Mishnah and the brisa are speaking about cases where they weren't fighting. It depends. They weren't fighting before, but now all of a sudden a fight started. It depends who started the fight. If he started the fight, it looks suspicious. He just freed the lady from her husband, and all of a sudden he's starting fighting with his wife, so it looks suspicious. He's trying to marry this woman who he helped free. But if she's the one fighting with him, if she's picking on him, so then it's not suspicious. We're not going to assume, unless you say that he orchestrated it because he couldn't take the fact that his wife's picking on him. But okay, but it depends. It depends who started the fight. If he started the fight, it looks suspicious. If she started the fight, it doesn't look suspicious.
Rabbi, whatever happened to having two wives?
Oh, good question. So the answer is that back in the time of the Mishnah, it was permitted to have two wives, but it wasn't frequent. So if you were married, then we weren't suspicious you were going to you orchestrated this to take another woman, because people didn't typically take a second wife, right? So even though this is before the Chayim the Rabbeinu Gershon, nevertheless it was a Jewish practice in general back then to take one wife only. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's try to get the cheshbon of the Mishnah clear for a moment. It says all of these men, whether it's a chacham that helped bring a get, whether it's a chacham who did not want to be mater neder, or somebody who was maybe a get, if somebody testified about that their husband died, and the Mishnah said, if in the interim these women marry someone else and they get divorced from that someone else, or they are widowed from that someone else, you can marry them. Now, the Chacham made it that she was divorced from her first husband, and then the Mishnah says if she was married to someone else and divorced, that means she got divorced from a second husband. That means potentially, when you want to marry her, she had been divorced twice. Or in the case where you testify that her husband died and then she married someone else and he died, in that case she killed two husbands. So doesn't that indicate that even if a woman is divorced twice or widowed twice, you're allowed to marry her? Even though there is an opinion, namely Rebbe, who holds that you create a chazaka after two times, and if a woman is widowed twice, we say this woman is bad mazel, she's a husband-killing wife, and according to Rebbe, you cannot marry her. And according to many Rishayim, Rashi and Mukhei Yosef, if a woman was divorced twice, then you cannot marry her because she's prone to causing divorces. So Amrle Rav Hila Rav Ashi Vatanya Afila Nisgarshu. But we learned in a Braisa, even if they were divorced. Excuse me. Kasaka Daitach, excuse me. Misa Amisa V'gerishin HaGerishin. The Havamina was that even that the case where her second husband died was going even on a case where you testified that her first husband died. Or the case where she was divorced from her second husband is even if she was divorced from her first husband. Says Gemara, Neima Masnisin, the like Rebbe. Shall we say the Mishnah is not like Rebbe? The Ika Rebbe, because if it's like Rebbe, Amar betrays them, they have a chazaka. Rebbe says you create a chazak after two times. Now, Toysus disagrees with what I quoted from Rashi and the Mukhe Yosef. Toysus says, Agav, Misa, it spoke about Gerishin. But the truth is, even if a woman was divorced many, many times, it's not that a woman causes a husband to divorce her. That Toysus does not buy that what we say by Misa, we say by Gerishin. Rashi says the words, Oi Lehiskarish. That Rashi, the very Maschel, betrays Zimna have a chazaka. Rashi clearly argues on Toysus. And Rashi says that even after two times of Gerishin, you can't marry her. So Gemara says very simple. Loi, Misa, a Gerishin, a Gerishin, a Misa. The case of Misa, of where she married a second guy and the second guy dies, is going on where she was divorced but from the first husband. And the case of where she was divorced from the second husband is going on where she was widowed from the first husband. Okay. The Chulan Mutarais Livnehem Oilachem. All of them are mutter to their sons and their brothers. Meaning, if a woman was released by a chacham and didn't want to matter her neder, or from someone who brought a get, or someone who testified that her husband died, you can't marry him, but you can marry the brother or the son or the brother. Presumably, we're not worried that somebody released a woman for the sake of his relative. Why is it different from that which we learned? Hanitan minoisha, one who is suspected of a woman, aser beima, you're not to marry her mother, ubabita, or her daughter, uva achoisa, or her sister. That if you're suspected of having relations with a woman, you cannot live with her mother, you cannot marry her mother, her daughter, or her sister. The reason being is because if you marry her mother, her daughter, or her sister, we're afraid that he'll continue the relationship with the woman he's suspected of while he is after marrying these women, and that's going to be Enerva. Rashi says, "Can the farish time alakaman?" Maybe after he marries the mother or the daughter or the sister, he's going to be mezana with this woman. Now, outs the fact that he was mezana with the woman to begin with, he's not usher to her mother or to her sister, because only a woman who you're married to, you can have relations with her relatives. But if you have relations with a woman, you could marry that woman's relatives. So the question is, why do we say that if you are suspected of matering a woman, that woman can marry your brother and your son, and yet someone who's suspected of living with a woman, you're usher to her mother and her daughter? Why, when it comes to be suspected of matering a woman, then you're not allowed to marry her, but you're allowed to marry, but she's allowed to marry your brothers? In other words, why aren't we worried that after she marries your brothers, she's going to have relations with you? So I would say that's bechlal not akasha. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. If we're choshesh, you had relations with a woman, so then we have to worry. You can't marry her relatives because you might continue to have relations with her. But just because we suspect that you released a woman, where you didn't really do anything wrong, it's not like you had relations with her. So what are we worried about? Maybe you released her so that your relative could live with her? Okay, maybe. And now maybe we should be worried you're going to live with her? Why? You never did anything wrong with her. You had we're just afraid. In other words, there's a very big difference between suspicions of living with a woman and suspicions of ulterior motive in mattering a woman. But the Gemara feels that they're
keeping her in the family, quote unquote.
What?
You're keeping her within the family.
Right. So I
thought the meaning would be that you would initially be concerned that maybe you released her so that you could live with her, and then if she went ahead and married your brother, then that would be a problem. Kamash Kalan, we're not concerned about that.
But wait, were we ever suspicious that this person who released her lived with her? There's a difference between wanted to and being suspicious of a woman who, in other words, Hanitamesh, we suspected you of being mezana with her. So then I understand Hanitan meyesha sish, Hanitan menaisha. So if you are suspected of having relations with the woman, you can't marry her mother. Fine, because you might continue having relations with this woman, but there should be a difference between being suspicious about having relations and being suspicious about permitting a woman. Okay, now, the Gemara says like this, Nashi legabe nashi shchichan. Women hang out with women. Shchichan da azlan. They are commonly go. So women hang out with other women. So if you're suspect of living with a woman, we're afraid, do not marry her mother or daughter or sister, because since women hang out with women, you'll have access to the woman who you're suspicious of, and you're going to end up violating arayas, because women hang out with women. But men are antisocial. We don't like to talk. We don't even like to get near each other. The closest we get is on Zoom. But other than that, the shir stuff, we don't talk before the shir, we don't talk after the shir. We don't hang out. So men are not as social as women, and therefore if you're suspected of permitting a woman, then we're not going to be suspicious that you did it to matter. In other words, if we suspect you of permitting a woman, then she could marry your son, and we're not worried. This will give you more access to her, because men don't hang out with men. It's not like you're going to have more access to her anyway. Yeah? Because men do not hang out with men. Or the Gemara says, Inami nashi deloy asran shechivtan ahadadi loy kapti ahadadi. Women who do not prohibit their intimacy one on the other are not makbid on each other. Gavri da asan shchivta adadi, but a man who, if he's mezane, he would asser her to the other man, kapti adadi, they're going to be makbid with each other. So this means as follows. If we suspect you live with a woman, so what's the halacha? The halacha is you cannot marry her mother or her sister. Why? Because we have to be worried you're going to marry the mother or the sister. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have relations with the woman who you were suspected of. How are you going to do that? The answer is because the mother or the sister does not care if you go have relations with the other sister or her daughter. Because being mezana with one woman does not aser the other woman. So the woman who you're going to live with will not have any problem if you have inappropriate behavior with her sister or other relative, because by doing so, it's not going to make you usher to her, because women's relationship with one woman will not affect your relationship with the other woman. So they're, women don't really get that jealous. Okay, so you're mezana with somebody? Okay, but you're not usher to me. And therefore, we cannot allow you to marry the mother or the sister, because if you do, they will not be makbid if you go and fool around with the person you're suspected of, because it doesn't affect them at all. However, if somebody is, like in the Mishnah, suspected of permitting a woman to go be released, that woman, we will allow her to marry your son or your brother. The reason is, we're not afraid she's then going to have access to you, because the brother or the son will not allow her to hang out anywhere near you, because they know if she does, that will be the end of their marriage to her. So men who are protective over their wives, so we could be more lenient, because the men will protect her not to do something inappropriate. But wives are not protective of their husbands, because nothing really will happen to their relationship with their husband if the man has a relationship with another woman. So the Gemara asks the following question. Ihachi aviv nami. If so, that by men, we don't have to worry of ulterior motives, because a man will protect the woman from not going and being mizana. So then why only a brother or a son can this chacham, in other words, we say that if a chacham releases a woman, then the woman can marry the son or the brother of this chacham. Why can't the woman marry the father? After all, By men, we're not worried for znus, because the man will be protective. So then why only the brother or the son? Now the question here is, what's the ihachi? Because according to the first answer, that men don't hang out with men, you could ask the exact same question. Men don't hang out with men, then why wouldn't we allow her to marry the father as well? So the question is, what's the ihachi? Ayin b'madura basra. So Gemara says, loy mi boy kamar. The father, it goes without saying that you can marry the father. Because loy mi boy aviv debazes b'nei mine. Of course you could marry the father of the person who released you, because we're not afraid that is going to put you in a situation where you could fulfill, so to speak, your ulterior motives with the son, because the son will be embarrassed of the father. He won't do something inappropriate with his father's wife. A son is embarrassed from the father. So it goes without saying you could marry the father of the chacham. Avo benoy, but to marry the son, deloy buzzes of his mine, that the father would not be embarrassed to live with his son's wife. Emaloy, I would say not. In other words, the son is embarrassed from his father. Father is not embarrassed from his son. So the father goes without saying that you could marry, because we don't have to suspect anything, because the son would be embarrassed from him. Kamash Malan, that even by a son or a brother where there's no busha, nevertheless, it's still mutter. Hajin Allah Ketzad Eshes Achiv. Okay, now we're going to read a Mishnah. We had this Mishnah quoted, I believe, twice on Daf Yerches and on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Beis. Arba Achen. If you have four brothers, Shnai Mehem Nesun Shtei Achayos. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters. Umeisu Anasun Es Achayos. You have four brothers. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters. Umeisu hanasu masachais. And the two brothers married to the two sisters died. Harei elu chotzos v'loy mesiyamos. You could do chalitza. So Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die. Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. Oh, before I forget, Reb Nosson Waldler brought to my attention a very interesting Ha'ara on the previous Gemara that quoted a Mishnah that someone who's suspected of living with a woman, you're now to marry her mother or her daughter. Now, Yosef HaTzadik was suspected of living with Potipharah. Who did he marry? Asnas. Why did he marry Asnas? So the Mefarshim say, what was the name of the Sefer? The Bris Olam. What was the name of it?
Bris Halevi.
Oh, Bris, thank you. Bris Halevi. That Yosef Bedavka married Asnas. Because since you're not allowed to marry the sister because it looks suspicious, so Yosef was sort of demonstrating that obviously there's no chash whatsoever. There's nothing to be suspicious of at all. And he did this sort of as a ksusenayim, you know, to demonstrate that there's nothing transpired. Okay, so third parak. You have two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die. Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. So, harei l'chotzes lo v'siam. So you do chalitza, you don't do yibam. Presumably, the reason you do chalitza and you don't do yibam is because how could Levi do yibam to any one of these girls, any one of these women? Each woman is the sister of someone who is zakuk to him, which is an iser d'rabanan, but it's not an iser d'araisa, and therefore you do chalitza. Vim kadmu v'kansu. If they both got married, Yotziu, they have to get divorced, even though once they both do Yibum, then I'm not living with Achais Zekukasai, because my brother did Yibum to the other woman, and the other woman wasn't Zakuk to me. Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, Rabbi Lezer says, no, not so fast. Not everybody agrees. Choltzes Lei Mesiabmais. Excuse me, not everybody agrees you have to get divorced. Beishami Oimer Mikayim. Beishami says you could keep her because Beishami holds Ein Zika. Beishilo says Yotziu, you do have to divorce her because of Yesh Zika. Hoysa Achas Mehem Asura Ala Echad Isra Erva. Let's say Rachel was the mother-in-law of Levi. So now Levi could marry Leah, because Leah is not Achos Kukase, because Rachel was not Zakuk to Levi. If one of them was Asur to one, Bisur Eva, Asur Ba, he's Asur to her. Umut Rachosa, he could do Yibam to the sister. But the second one, since both women are Zakuk to, Vashani Asur, he's Asur in both of them. Isur Mitzvah, the Isur Kedusha, if these women are Asur Midrabanan, either Yisrei Drabanan, or Shniyos, or Chai Ve'lavin. Choltzos Lo Mesiamos, you do Chalitza, and you don't do Yibam. Hoysa Achaz Me'am Asur Al Zeh, Yisrei Ever, Vashniyos, Asur Al Zeh, Yisrei Ever. Let's say Rachel and Leah was, Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law, Leah was Yehuda's mother-in-law. Each one is mutter to the other. And this, about this, the Mishnah said earlier on Daf Chaf, Vizuhi Shamru, about such a scenario, we said, Achoysa kishihi yavimta, oichoy latsas oimis yabemes, the sister, who is a yavama, so I could do either a chalitza or yibamtu. Now, the Mishnah said that when the two sisters fall to the two brothers, they cannot do yibam. Why? Shmamino yesh zika. We see from here that there is Zika. It's Machlokes in the Darim. How strong is Zika? So from here we see the Chumrah of Zika makes it L'achos Kukasai like Achos Ishtai. There is a Mandam in the Darim that Zika makes it that you could be made for her in the Darim and Asers you to her relatives, and there's Mandam in Zika. And we had earlier on Yizayin of these machlokes of Hun Rav Yehuda. So here we have a raya yesh zika. Why says the Gemara di ein zika? Because if you hold ein zika, michti let's see hani mitchei bati kaasya, and they're coming from two different houses. And if ein zika, so then why can't Levi do yibam to one and Yehuda do yibam to other? Highly avim mechada, highly avim mechada. So if ein zika, so then each one let each one do yibam. Says the Gemara, and we had this before, La'olam ein melacha ein zika. Really, I'll tell you, ein zika. U'mishum dekosavar, and the reason is because he holds asur levatel mitzvah yevamin. It is prohibited to be mevatel the mitzvah of yevam. Really, ein zika. And the truth is, if Levi should be able to do yevam to any woman he wants, but what we're afraid of is Levi does yevam to any woman he wants. Maybe in the meantime Yehuda will die, and now Yehuda's Yavama will come to Levi, and Levi can't do anything. He can't do Yibam or Chalitza because this is Achois Ishtai, and you're going to be Mevatel the mitzvah of Yavamin. Dilma Adam Yabim Chad. Maybe by the time the first one does Yibam Mayas Idach, the other one will die. We come Mevatel mitzvah Yavamin. So Rabbi said, the question is, so why can't the first brother do chalitza and then the second brother do yibam? And then you have nothing to worry about. That's Rashi's kasha on Yud Chesam and Beis. On Yud Chesam and Aleph, sorry. And Rashi, Devei Amaschal, La'olam Ein Zika, says, if we allow the first one to do chalitza and the second one to do yibam, you might do it in the other way around. The first one will do yibam, the second one will do chalitza. That's what we're worried about. Rashi on Rashi on Chav Dalet seems to give a different reason. But this is a very pashut reason. Really, we should allow chalitza by one brother and then yibam, because you have nothing to worry about. Because if the second brother dies, the first brother could always do chalitza to the other yivama. But we're afraid if you allow chalitza and then yibam, you might come to allow yibam first. So the Gemara has a very interesting question now. Yihachi tlasanami. If the whole reason why you can't do Yibam is because we're afraid that the other brother will die and you'll be Mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam, then why do you have to talk about four brothers? Talk about two brothers that die and they're married to two sisters and the two sisters fall to one guy. And basically, if Ein Zika, he should be able to do Yibam to one of them. However, we don't allow it because you're being mevato the mitzvah of Yibam. Meaning, bishlama, if the reason for the mission of Yesh Zika, then we understand. Look at Tosfos. Iyamre bishlama Yesh Zika. Bishlama, if you say Yesh Zika, then we understand why we picked four brothers. To say that even when their two sisters fall to two brothers, and there's not so much Zika because they're not all falling to the same guy, so maybe the Zika's dissipated, still we say, don't marry one, because it's Achois Zikukasai, even though they're falling to two different brothers, so maybe the Zika's not so strong. But if it would pick a case where two sisters fall to one brother, then Avada Yesh Zika, because there's only one brother that they fall to. So it's a bigger chiddush to pick a case of four brothers. But if the reason why you're not to do Yibam is because of Asur Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin, then how is it any bigger chiddush whether they're four brothers or three brothers? Either way, you can't do Yibam because you're giving Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamin from the other woman. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boi kamrinan. The reason why we picked two brothers, four brothers, is to tell me a bigger chiddush. Loi mi boi tlasa. It goes without saying if there are three brothers. So then if you do yibum to any one of these girls, you're vadai being mevato the mitzvah of yibum, because by doing yibum to Rachel, you can't do anything to Leah. But when they're divadai by the mitzvah of yibum. But if there are four brothers and you do yibum to Rachel, then it's very unlikely that you're being mevatel yibum to Leah, because Leah could be nisyabim by Yehuda. Elamai Yehuda might die. That's a very far fetched case. Aval Dalid, but four brothers, you would think lamisa loy chashina. We're not concerned for death, Kamash Malan, that yes, there might be a concern. Okay, Rabbi Sa, we're going to hold it over here. Shkoyach on completing the second parak and beginning of the third. And we'll see everybody, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow. If anybody wants to do some proofreading tonight, accepting volunteers.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.